Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to IZEA's earnings call covering the third quarter of 2025. I'm Sandra Carboni, SVP General Counsel at IZEA, and joining me on the call are IZEA's Chief Executive Officer, Patrick Venetucci, and IZEA's Chief Financial Officer, Peter Biere. Thank you for being with us today. Earlier this afternoon, the company issued a press release detailing IZEA's performance during Q3 2025. If you would like to review those details, please visit our investor relations website at izea.com/investors. Before we begin, please take note of the safe harbor paragraph included in today's press release covering IZEA's financial results, and be advised that some of the statements that we make today regarding our business, operations, and financial performance may be considered forward-looking, and such statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. We encourage you to consider the disclosures contained in our SEC filings for a detailed discussion of these factors. Our commentary today will also include the non-GAAP financial measures of adjusted EBITDA and revenues excluding divested operations. Reconciliations between GAAP and non-GAAP metrics for our reported results can also be found in our earnings release issued earlier today and in our publicly available filings. And with that, I would now like to introduce and turn the call over to IZEA's Chief Executive Officer, Patrick Venetucci. Patrick?
Thank you, Sandra, and good afternoon, everyone. In Q2, I proudly announced that for the first time in the history of this company, we were profitable. This quarter, I'm pleased to announce that Q3 marks our third consecutive quarter of financial improvement. While total revenue for the quarter decreased 8% to $8.1 million, as a result of our choosing to shed unprofitable, non-recurring project work and some softness in government and retail accounts, the underlying health of our business is strong. Managed service revenue, excluding Hoozu, increased 5%. Total operating expenses decreased by 67%. Net income totaled $0.1 million compared to a net loss of $8.8 million during Q3 last year. And cash increased by $0.8 million to $51.4 million. Year to date, our managed services revenue is up 14%, and net income totaled $1.2 million. Three consecutive quarters of continuous improvement underscores that our strategic direction and transformation towards sustainable, profitable growth is firmly taking hold. Since I stepped in as CEO, our objective has been clear: fortify, simplify, and focus. During the first half of the year, we fortified our business in America, simplified many aspects of our go-to-market, and focused on our managed services. We segmented our managed service accounts, focusing on enterprise customers with recurring revenue and high growth potential instead of the long tail of transactional customers with small projects and high churn rates. As we've strengthened and expanded our relationships with enterprise clients, we've been rewarded with more business. Our enterprise accounts are now growing at double-digit rates that are well above the industry average, and a few at triple-digit rates. Our sales and marketing efforts are attracting new clients such as Amazon, General Motors, and Owens Corning. Plus, our pipeline reached a new high for the year, with invitations to larger pitches growing. Lastly, we produced new work for Kellogg's, Clorox, Nestlé, Danone, and many more clients. To bolster our enterprise growth strategy and momentum, we hired Steve Bunnell, EVP Account Management, who joined us from Publicis Groupe, where he has a track record of rapidly growing large enterprise accounts such as McDonald's and Samsung. We also hired John Francis, VP Marketing and Revenue Operations, who joined our team from private equity-backed marketing services firms, where he built effective B2B growth programs. Although we have been highly focused on services this year, we continued to invest in our technology platform. Earlier this year, we began simplifying our tech product offerings by focusing on fewer products, consolidating features, and delivering a more intuitive customer experience. In Q3, we infused our technology platform with AI-powered features that provide clients with strategic insights and campaign performance. We will be announcing more about our technology development soon. With all of this momentum and opportunity ahead of us, I am optimistic about the future of this company and our ability to deliver additional value to all of our stakeholders, shareholders, clients, and employees alike. With that, I'll turn the call over to Peter Beery, our Chief Financial Officer, for a closer look at the financial results.
Thank you, Patrick, and good afternoon, everyone. This afternoon, we released our results for the third quarter and filed our quarterly report on Form 10-Q with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Today, I'll review our operating results for the quarter ended September 30, 2025, with year-over-year and year-to-date comparisons, highlight key balance sheet items, and provide an update on our stock repurchase activity. Beginning in early 2025, we implemented a new account management model, focusing our resources toward larger, more profitable, recurring accounts, while scaling back selling and delivery efforts previously devoted to lower-value, project-based accounts with limited repeat business. This strategic realignment reduced current year contract bookings, but has materially improved profitability and strengthened our foundation for sustainable growth. Managed services bookings represent a total of sales orders received during a period, net of cancellations and refunds. They are an indicator of overall demand, but are not necessarily predictive of quarterly revenue, as timing varies with contract size, complexity, and customer arrangements. As we continue to emphasize enterprise accounts, individual bookings are expected to become higher in value but less consistent in timing, which can impact comparability. For the 9 months ended September 30, 2025, managed services bookings, excluding Hoozu, declined 26% to $18.2 million compared to the prior year period, and contract backlog decreased from $15.5 million at the beginning of the year to $7.1 million at quarter end. The decline primarily reflects the company's strategic focus on higher quality recurring accounts, along with more cautious marketing spend among certain enterprise and agency clients amid broader economic uncertainty, including tariff impacts. Revenue from managed services, excluding Hoozu, increased 14% for the 9 months ended September 30, 2025, compared to the prior year period, while overall growth slowed 5% in the current quarter. Growth in both comparative periods was driven by expansion among enterprise customers, partly offset by a reduction in smaller, non-strategic accounts that we intentionally de-emphasized. Our total cost of revenue, including both external creative and internal labor costs, totaled $4.2 million, or 51% of revenue in the third quarter of 2025, compared to $5.2 million, or 59% of revenue in the same quarter of the prior year. Excluding Hoozu, the cost of revenue declined approximately 5% year-over-year, reflecting improved margin mix in the current period. Operating expenses other than the cost of revenue totaled $4.3 million for the third quarter, down $8.7 million or 67%, compared to $13 million in the prior year quarter. Sales and marketing expenses were $1.1 million, down 62% from the prior year period, reflecting workforce reductions and a temporary pause in certain marketing initiatives. General and administrative expenses declined 49% to $3 million, primarily due to lower employee-related costs, reduced use of external contractors, and decreased spending on professional services, software licenses, and data storage. The prior year period also included a $4 million non-cash charge related to goodwill impairment from an acquisition we made in 2019. We achieved profitability for the third quarter, generating net income of $0.1 million or 1 cent per share on 18.7 million shares, compared to a net loss of $8.8 million or negative 52 cents per share on 17 million shares in the third quarter of 2024. This marks only the second quarter in the company's history in which profitability was achieved through operating performance, and the third consecutive quarter of financial improvement, underscoring that our transformation continues to be underway. Adjusted EBITDA for the third quarter of 2025 was $0.4 million, compared to negative $3.4 million in the prior year quarter. As a reminder, we revised our non-GAAP definition of adjusted EBITDA in late 2024, excluding non-operating items such as interest income from our investment portfolio and restated prior year results for comparability. A reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA to net income is available at the bottom of our earnings release. As of September 30, 2025, we had $51.4 million in cash and investments, an increase of $0.3 million from the beginning of the year. This modest increase contrasts with an $8.8 million reduction in cash in the prior year period and reflects the benefits of improved operating performance and disciplined cost management. Operating cash flow is positive for the year-to-date period, inclusive of normal working capital timing variances. In September 2024, we announced a commitment to repurchase up to $10 million of our common stock in the open market, subject to customary restrictions, including regulatory limits on daily trading volume and company-imposed share price thresholds. Through September 30, 2025, cumulative repurchases totaled 561,950 shares for an aggregate investment of $1.4 million under the program. No purchases were made during the third quarter. We also earned $0.5 million of interest on our investments during the recent quarter, and finally, we continue to operate with no debt on our balance sheet. With cash on hand and liquidity, we remain well-positioned to support organic business growth initiatives and pursue strategic acquisition opportunities. Thank you for your time today, and at this time, we invite our investors and analysts to share their questions so that we can provide clarity and insight.